This is Jay Sekulow. President Obama's revenge against the Israeli elections, the United States to take Israel to the UN.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The secretary's phone call to Prime Minister Netanyahu. Can you give us a readout of what I'm sure was a very warm and lengthy congratulatory phone call?
It was a brief phone call. Secretary Kerry called the Prime Minister this morning to congratulate him. Given there is an ongoing government formation process, they did not discuss substantive issues. So the purpose of the call was to congratulate him on the election.
What about on a Security Council resolution that would call for a two-state solution?
As I said, we're currently evaluating our approach. We're not going to prejudge what we would do if there was a UN
act. So you're leaving open the possibility that this administration would not use its veto to protect Israel from a Security Council resolution that the Israeli government thinks is harmful to its country.
The Prime Minister's recent statements call into question his commitment to a two-state solution, but that doesn't mean that we've made a decision about changing our position with respect to the UN. I have nothing to outline for you on that today.
Why should President Obama trust you when you came to Congress to lobby against his negotiations with Iran?
I think there's an unbreakable bond between Israel and the United States. The president said that, I've said that.
And but I certainly, what about between you and Barack Obama?
Well,
has he called you yet to congratulate you on your victory?
Secretary Kerry called me yesterday, and I'm sure I'll be speaking to President Obama soon. We'll work together. We have to.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, apparently they don't have to work together because word is this morning that the United States Department of State, that's the State Department aligned, of course, run by Secretary Kerry, directed by the President of the United States. Are you ready for this, folks? It's going to go to the United Nations, and rather than veto the mandatory settlement discussions, which would include a division of Jerusalem, would include a return to the 67 borders, would include a recognition by Israel of the Hamas-controlled Palestinian Authority. The U.S. has been consistently for 20 years vetoing that maneuver. Now they're saying they're not going to. I'm calling it Obama's revenge. But the fact of the matter is, this forced attempt to get Israel to the table, to divide the Holy Land, to divide Jerusalem, is unbelievably outrageous. And when I read for you and read to you in the next segment of the broadcast, I'm going to give you some of it now, what the situation is with Hamas. Hamas is the partner of the Palestinian Authority. Understand that. This compelled negotiation would mean a divided Jerusalem, which would mean the holy sites that we all visit would be under the control of Hamas. Now, Jordan, this is getting not a good reaction from a lot of people on Capitol Hill, but the president is saying it is an option on the table. I believe they're going to do it unless we really speak out.
That's right. I mean, we're seeing all these different headlines that range from will the United States still be the shield for Israel at the United Nations? Has this hardened, and that's the word used in a Fox News report this morning, hardened the president's resolve to come up with some deal with Iran as a response to Prime Minister Netanyahu's victory in Israel? This is all a response to the victory in Israel by Prime Minister Netanyahu, that the Obama administration is ready to bypass direct talks with Israel by going to the UN. The Wall Street Journal report, that's foreign policy, Wall Street Journal reporting, even taking a look at whether or not they would still oppose the United States government, the Palestinians joining the International Criminal Court.
CNN, U.S. could abandon Israel at UN. Bloomberg, Israeli vote puts hurdle in front of Obama's policy goals. Washington Examiner, White House accuses Netanyahu of marginalizing Arabs. This is what's going on right now, folks. We're taking your calls, and this is a huge move, big ramifications. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. You know what Hamas, the unity government leader of Palestinian Authority, thinks about Israel? They call it the Zionist invasion, and Israel will exist and continue to exist until Islam abolishes it. Your calls and comments about President Obama's actions here at 800-684-3110. And everybody that's listening to me, you go to aclj.org or you call 1-877-989-2255. Let's stop President Obama from dividing Jerusalem. Say no to the president's bullying of Israel. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Folks, it is time to take direct action. We have not a moment to lose. aclj.org or 877-989-2255.
The re-election of Benjamin Netanyahu as Israel's prime minister comes at a critical time in the Middle East. Israel is our most important ally, but the Obama administration is doing everything it can to undermine that relationship. The Obama administration repeatedly has attacked Israel for defending itself in a world where Israel and the Jewish people are targeted for elimination. The Obama administration was sharply critical of Netanyahu's recent address to Congress, an address that underscored the real dangers facing Israel by a nuclear Iran. And there are reports that the Obama administration worked actively in Israel in an attempt to defeat Netanyahu in the latest elections. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and send a message to the President and Congress. Stand with Israel and stop bullying our most vital ally. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Says U.S. could abandon Israel at U.N. They're going to compel, it looks like, or try to compel. They're not going to veto a resolution that's going to call for compelled negotiations with the Palestinian Authority. Sounds benign in one sense until you realize, and those of you that have our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, you already know this because we have an extensive chapter in the book about Hamas. It's chapter 4. And in it, it says this. I'm reading, this is exactly from the Hamas Charter, Article 5, and 8. And by the way, the Hamas is the military wing of the Muslim Brotherhood. Allah is its goal, the Prophet its model to be followed, the Quran its constitution, jihad is the way, and death for the sake of Allah its loftiest goals. The charter proclaims, quote, Israel will exist and will continue to exist until Islam abolishes it. He then says, this is what the charter says, the so-called peace solutions and conferences are nothing but a way to give the infidels power of arbitration over Muslim land. That's in the charter. I'm working on a Fox News op-ed right now, and I'm going to make sure that these segments are in there. The charter says that so-called peace solutions are nothing but a way to give the infidels power over Muslim land. That's how they view it. There is no solution to the Palestinian problem except by jihad, and our president of the United States is going to compel the Israelis to negotiate with Hamas. Let's stop calling it the Palestinian Authority. It is Hamas. Article 7, the day of judgment will not come until the Muslims fight the Jews, killing the Jews. When the Jew will hide behind the stones and trees will say, O Muslims, O Abdullah, there is a Jew behind me, come and kill him. I'm reading this, but this is out of their charter. These are the papers we wrote in Oxford, folks. It was prophetic what we wrote 8 months ago. It's in Rise of ISIS, The Threat We Can't Ignore. You need to get a copy. But, folks, we have got to stop this. And we're going to go through the process on how to do that. I need everybody that's listening to go to aclj.org or call 1-877-989-2255. We're going to stand with Israel, and the president's revenge has to stop. That's what this is, a revenge motive. But read the charter. Read what's in the Hamas charter. That's the unity government. Jordan, we've talked about this unity government before. It's a sham. It is controlled by Hamas.
Well, that's right. I mean, you have to question all of these potential moves by the administration, because what is this going to accomplish? I mean, ultimately, you let the who are these Palestinians? Who is the leadership there? What is who's the leader that's joining the ICC? Who is the leader that you're building this state for? And who is going to vote in the elections for that? Are you going to have people in Gaza and the West Bank? Is it just the West Bank? None of this is worked out yet. And this is not something that involves Israel. This is something that involves Palestinians figuring it out on their own. They have a divided leadership right now, two different territories. And if you even tried to unite those, it could be a civil war. And it was very violent in the past. So how would they even move forward, except for the fact that it is a reaction to Israel, and that's what this is about more than actually a long-term solution, because you can't even get there yet when you have these two sides.
I've got Skip Ash, a senior counsel for the ACLJ in charge of our international law practice group, and especially when it comes to the Middle East. Skip, first, you and I have been in this region a lot. We have an office there. We work a lot in the region. This, if the U.S. does not block this at the UN, what does this foretell?
If the UN does not block this, and we have a problem, because the international community will give impetus, will be supporting the aggressors in this conflict. We have to understand something fundamentally here. The Israelis are defending themselves against aggressors throughout the Middle East. The Palestinians, as you have just read, their charter, the Hamas charter, calls for destroying Israel utterly. The Iranians have called to destroy Israel. So when here we have Israel now standing up and saying, we need to be able to defend ourselves, we have the President of the United States siding with the aggressor against the victim, and he's marginalizing in every way he can the victim, which is the Israelis. And to go to the UN, which is a anti-Semitic, anti-Israel body, would be utterly despicable on the part of the United States.
Now, Skip,
the president
said,
Skip,
you said that you thought that it was necessary for Congress to take some action here to block this, right?
Absolutely.
All right, let me go right to Than Bennett here. Than's director of our government affairs. This has just happened. Obviously, we've mobilized immediately. I've got a piece coming up on Fox News. I'm going to be on at Fox 2 o'clock with Shannon Bream's hosting for Gretchen Carlson on this topic. We have a book about it. This whole issue called Rise of ISIS has ISIS and Hamas in it. But let's talk about specifically here what we can do, Than, because we've got to mobilize people very quickly.
Yeah, I think Skip is absolutely right that the courage on this is going to have to come from the Congress, Jay. They are going to have to force the administration's hand, because just very quickly, if you look back at that vote in the fall, if the United States had not vetoed it, Jay, it would have passed. It was one vote short of passing the United Nations Security Council, and of the five nations that have a veto at the Security Council, three of them voted yes, one, the United Kingdom, abstained. Only the United States voted no. And by the way, the other country that voted no, Australia, they are cycling off the council. So if the Obama administration gets their way here, Jay, this resolution that we fought against so hard is going to pass. The United States Congress needs to stand up in a big way on this.
Now, Than, let's also talk about this. They're in session right now.
The Security Council, yes, they are. This is really a political decision. There is some thought out there that the Iran negotiations between Iran and the United States need to wrap up before this resolution would move forward. But I'm here to tell you, as soon as that happens, I think that they will move quickly, because the Obama administration is not going to want to let this bleed into our presidential primary. So we're talking about a compressed time frame, Jay. We have to be ready for them to move, and we have to be ready for the Obama administration to not lead on this one.
I call it Bibi's, Benjamin Netanyahu wins this as quote-unquote Obama's revenge, in my view. Article 35 of the Hamas Charter. I'm pointing all this out, folks. The present Zionist onslaught has also been preceded, just lest you think, by the way, this is just Jews, has been preceded by the crusading raids from the West and other Tatar raids from the East. Just as the Muslims faced those raids and planned fighting and defeating them, they should be able to confront the Zionist invasion and defeat it. The charter declares that neglecting any part of Palestine means neglecting part of the Islamic faith. And you've got President Obama saying, okay, Bibi Netanyahu, you want a fair and popular election in Israel, so we're going to punish you. And how we're going to punish you is we are going to make you sit down with Hitler. You hear what I said? We're going to make you sit down with Hitler, because you're going to sit down with the group that's calling for your annihilation. I want to ask this question. What side is the president on here? I think it's pretty darn clear. So does Charles Krautheimer. Listen to 14.
It's clear that Obama loathes Netanyahu more than any other world leader, meaning more than the Ayatollah in Iran or Putin in Russia. And he did everything he could to unseat him, but he failed. And I think the message here is this was an election between Bibi and Obama. That was on the ballot.
Yeah, and Bibi won. And President Obama lost, so now he's doing political revenge. Folks, here's what I need everybody to do. We've got a petition that's up that says do not let President Obama bully Israel. And you talk about a bullying technique, saying we're going to lift this no vote, we're not going to veto this, is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Forgetting the fact that the president hasn't bothered to pick up the phone and call the leader of our strongest ally in the region. Why is that shocking you? But we need you on this petition. We're over 50,000. We need to get this now. I'll tell you, in light of this fight, folks, we got to get over 100,000 signatures. And we're mobilizing our offices in Jerusalem, in our work at the United Nations, both in New York and in Geneva. We are putting our teams engaged on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Folks, let's take one call here, Jordan, really quickly.
Yeah, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Bob in California online, too. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious. What's Obama, what's his interest in getting the Muslim Brotherhood into there? You know,
he wants pre-67 borders. And why the Muslim Brotherhood? Because he actually thought that was, Jordan, you were there, the fairest elections in Egypt's history is when they elected the Muslim Brotherhood. We heard that. Jordan and I were there from the State Department.
Yeah, that's right. And so you saw the State Department praise those elections, question when the people revolted against the Muslim Brotherhood. It was, again, not able to put together a stable government, not able to provide basic social services, and of course, was opening up borders with Hamas and the Gaza Strip and allowing this flow of weapons. Bringing in Iranian leaders for the first time, it really sits the Iranian revolution and trying to build that bridge. And the people in Egypt rose up and said, no, this is not why we had a revolution. And all of us cautioned this rush to democracy there because the Muslim Brotherhood was the only existing civil society group with any structure. So they were the ones that were obviously going to benefit from an election 6 months after this very tumultuous time in Egypt. And now look what's happened. The people rose up and they've installed another former military general who took power. Now they may have the normal, it's not perfect there, but they also rejected what the Obama administration was praising.
Exactly correct. Folks, we're going to take your calls at 800-684-3110. We've got an opposition call. I'm going to take that right after the break. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I got a piece going up on Fox News in just about an hour or so. I will be on with Shannon Bream. She's subbing in for Gretchen Carlson today on this topic. Our book, Rise of ISIS. We said this was going to happen. It's happening. So I encourage you to get Rise of ISIS wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Also, folks, very important here. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Sign the petition so President Obama doesn't get to bully Israel. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The re-election of Benjamin Netanyahu as Israel's prime minister comes at a critical time in the Middle East. Israel is our most important ally, but the Obama administration is doing everything it can to undermine that relationship. The Obama administration repeatedly has attacked Israel for defending itself in a world where Israel and the Jewish people are targeted for elimination. The Obama administration was sharply critical of Netanyahu's recent address to Congress, an address that underscored the real dangers facing Israel by a nuclear Iran. And there are reports that the Obama administration worked actively in Israel in an attempt to defeat Netanyahu in the latest elections. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and send a message to the President and Congress. Stand with Israel and stop bullying our most vital ally.
Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Did you ever think you'd see a headline like this? Let me read you a few. Obama may find an impossible man frayed ties to Netanyahu. New rift opens between Obama and Netanyahu after election victory. CNN, U.S. could abandon Israel at the UN. Bloomberg, Israeli vote hurdle in front of Obama's policy goals. Washington Examiner, White House accuses Netanyahu of marginalizing Arabs. This is U.S. papers, folks. Politico, Israel shield no more. The Hill, Obama aide congratulates Israelis but not Netanyahu. L.A. Times, U.S. support for Israel at UN in jeopardy. ABC News, top Obama aide to address Israel group opposing Netanyahu. NPR, bad blood gets worse between Barack, Bibi, and Israel. Washington Post, where do strained U.S.-Israeli relations go after Netanyahu's victory? You know where it goes to? Hamas. I can answer that question for the Washington Post. It goes to Hamas. And why is that? Because President Obama has always believed in the 67 borders. This is nothing new, folks, and I'm going to tell you what that means in a moment. Listen to number 30.
We believe the borders of Israel and Palestine should be based on the 1967 lines with mutually agreed swaps so that secure and recognized borders are established for both states.
All right, Skip Ash is a senior counsel at the ACLJ, worked at the Lieutenant Colonel of the United States Army, worked at the Pentagon and the Israel, the Middle East desk. The 67 borders, Skip, you and I have talked about this a lot. Let's let everybody know that's listening to this broadcast from coast to coast what this really means.
First of all, there are no 67 borders.
Right.
Those were the 1948 armistice lines. So those are the lines where the fighting had stopped in the 1948-1949 war when the Arabs tried to wipe Israel off the map the first time. So those remained up until 1967 when the Arabs attacked Israel again, and Israel finally drove them out of the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, took the Golan Heights, and also took the Sinai Desert. So those were never defensible borders. And when the UN Security Council adopted UN Security Council Resolution 242, the Israelis were never told they had to go back to those boundaries because those boundaries were indefensible. So that resolution called for the fact that they would negotiate secure and defensible borders. The 67 borders, so-called borders, were not defensible. They're not defensible then. They won't be defensible today. There has to be adjustments, and those have to come through negotiations. And the problem is, it's not the Israelis who won't negotiate on this. It's the Muslims, the Palestinians who will not negotiate on this. They want to go to the UN because they can't win in the negotiations with the Israelis. They would have to give up some things, just as the Israelis would, and they want to give up nothing. They've made such promises to their people that even when Yasser Arafat was given 98%, offered 98% of what he wanted,
he refused to take the deal. And do we think that now that Hamas is involved, that there's any chance that that 98% is going to go, from 98% they gave him, and he still said no? What do you think they're doing now? Give him 98.7 and he's going to take it? Not him, but the leaders now, which is Hamas. I got to report to Hamas on this. This is how absurd this whole thing is, folks. And I'm telling you something. If there was ever a time to stand with Israel, I'm going to take an opposing call in a moment. This is that moment. You go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255, and you add your voice here, standing with Israel, and we got to thwart the president's position here. We'll get to Than and Jordan on about how to do that in a moment. But let's take an opposing call here, Jordan.
Yep, let's go to the phones. Gary in D.C. on line 5. Gary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Gary, you're on the air. He says he's opposed, but evidently he's not on the air. So let's take Jim calling out of Indiana on line 4.
Yeah, hello.
Jim, you're on the air.
Okay, I was just wanting to say the Palestinians are people from other countries surrounding Israel.
Correct.
That immigrated, and they told that they are the same countries that were on Adolf Hitler's side.
Here's the thing. I mean, you talk about, look, the Jordanians do not want the Palestinian refugees, as they're called. Arafat was trained by the Nazis. That's a fact. And why are we shocked now in 2015 that President Obama is saying, sit down with the Nazi-trained the lineage of the Nazi-trained experts and negotiate your security away, which, Jordan, is exactly what they're saying here.
Yeah, absolutely right. And so this is a situation where it's very difficult to figure out where the administration is going other than retribution against the – this is not just against Prime Minister Netanyahu. I think that that's the short-term look. This is against the people of Israel. They had elections a free and fair way. It's the only working democracy in the Middle East that elects leaders this way. If the elections would have gone the other way, they would have put together a coalition over the next couple of weeks. There would have been a stable Israel continuing on. There would be opposition there, just like we have here, and different political parties involved. And yet, because of the way the Israeli people have voted, you've now seen this response from the administration. They're reevaluating their stance. Basically,
right.
Threats. These are threats against not just Prime Minister Netanyahu, the people of Israel.
Well, Than, let me take it a step further here. You've got in the charter, the Hamas charter, it says that so-called peace, and this is their word, so-called peace solutions are nothing but a way to give the infidels power over Muslim land. The charter declares that there is no solution to the Palestinian problem except by jihad. It also goes on to say that Israel exists and will continue to exist only until Islam wipes it off the face of the earth. That's their position. So let's talk about concretely here what we're going to get Congress to do, because we've got to take very direct and very serious action.
Jay, it is going to take dramatic bipartisan political pressure to get the president to do the right thing on this, because you talked about forecasting this in Rise of ISIS. We also have been forecasting it at the United Nations. And Jordan called it threats, but I think it's also a clear signal where they're going. Each
yep.
time one of these resolutions have come up, this administration has gone a bit farther. They are now telling us what they are going to do next time, and they're telling us they're not going to be with Israel. Here's what it's going to take in Congress. It is going to take Democrats, allies of the president, who are also allies of
right.
Israel, who, by the way, when the prime minister came a few weeks ago, they, by and large, the vast majority
yep.
of them, stood with the prime minister. It is going to take bipartisan political pressure to force the president to do the right thing. He will not do it on his own.
In the wake of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decisive re-election, the Obama administration is revisiting longtime assumptions about America's role as a shield for Israel against international pressure. Thus says Politico. This isn't our headline. This is Politico. CNN, U.S. could abandon Israel at the U.N. We're going to take more of your calls when we come back. Remember, we're here for another half hour at SiriusXM. If you don't get it, just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it here. We've got a lot more to take, a lot more to discuss. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. But, folks, let me tell you what we have to do. Than just said it. Jordan said it. Skip saying it. This is not an option here. This is one of these where we have to win this. And the Security Council is meeting right now. So we've got to get fully engaged and get this blocked. That means we've got to get the United States, and we've got to make sure the congressional movement on this is significant. We need Republicans and Democrats. To motivate that kind of base, we need to hear from 100,000 people really quickly. I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255 and simply tell the operator, I am standing for the Jewish people. I am standing for Israel. It's ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255. We must take action on this, folks. I was just testifying last week when a lot of this came up in the Foreign Affairs Subcommittee. This is the fight. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Will you defend Israel? Because the president is saying he's not going to. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We've won these before. Petitions matter. Your voice matters. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Also, Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore. If you don't have it, you got to get it, folks. Get educated. Barnes & Noble or Amazon.
There are reports that the Obama administration worked actively in Israel in an attempt to defeat Netanyahu in the latest elections. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and send a message to the President and Congress. Stand with Israel and stop bullying our most vital ally. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
We will fight for the
Some are calling it a response. I think it's better to call it threats. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. What you're seeing now is the State Department, White House officials, basically the Obama administration, the Obama team, questioning the U.S. stance on Israel at the United Nations, at the International Criminal Court, blaming Prime Minister Netanyahu for this. And, of course, it's because of his re-election. So blaming the Israeli voters, the Israeli people. Not everyone voted for Prime Minister Netanyahu, but he got enough votes to remain Prime Minister and put a coalition government together. President Obama has not even called him yet to congratulate him on the win. Secretary Kerry did in a brief phone call as we played that bite earlier in the show. We are taking your phone calls now, 1-800-684-3110. Is it a response? I think it's more of a threat. And so you see it at the UN. You're seeing the possible endorsement of a Palestinian state, those resolutions at the UN. You're seeing the condemnations coming at the European Union. Haven't even gotten into that yet about sanctions against Israel. Would the U.S. kind of step out of the way and stop lobbying aggressively against those? All put in question today. Not just speculation, by the way. This is in mainstream news all over the country, whether it's Foreign Policy Magazine, the Wall Street Journal, to conservative news as well. So it's everywhere. And New York Times has got these discussions going on. And it's because of the Obama administration. Take a listen. When they asked about the Security Council resolution, Bite 8, this is the State Department responding to Matt Lee at the AP.
What about on a Security Council resolution that would call for a two-state solution?
As I said, we're currently evaluating our approach. We're not going to prejudge what we would do if there was a UN action.
So you're leaving open the possibility that this administration would not use its veto to protect Israel from a Security Council resolution that the Israeli government thinks is harmful to its country.
The Prime Minister's recent statements call into question his commitment to a two-state solution, but that doesn't mean that we've made a decision about changing our position with respect to the UN. I have nothing to outline for you on that today.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, but again, blaming the Prime Minister's recent statements, people, the person elected by Israelis in Election Tuesday for this reconsideration. Now, not leaving anything off the table and evaluating our approach, a re-evaluation of the approach, because though the administration's put into question some of these moves, they have stood by past U.S. policy to stand in the way at the United Nations and pledge, if necessary, to veto these kind of moves. But changing course or beginning to change course. Now, how do we stop this? I think we've got to have pressure from Congress. We've got to have pressure from the American people. And we've got to act now. It's serious to stand with Israel. I want to go right to your phones. Let's go to Timothy calling from Florida on line 5. Timothy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Hey, Timothy, you're on the air. I think Timothy's got his radio turned up, so we'll try to go back to his phone and say, let me go to Than Bennett, because, Than, there are things Congress can do here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, number one, I think political pressure. We talked about this in an earlier segment of the broadcast. The vast majority of the president's party is in the right place on this, Jordan. So first and foremost, they need to stand up and insist that the president do the right thing on this. But I think they should take it a step farther. I think Republicans and Democrats that want to stand by Israel should actually threaten funding for key priorities related to this issue. I think they should look at the overwhelming majority of the United Nations funding that is provided by the United States and say, this is on the line if the president doesn't do the right thing. Other accounts that are tied to it, those could be on the line. But the bottom line here is, Jordan, it has to be bipartisan. When Prime Minister Netanyahu came to Washington, D.C., Republicans and Democrats, in a vast majority, they stood by him. Now they're going to have to back it up with action.
All right, folks, we want you to take a stand here. We've got a brand-new petition up. It's at ACLJ.org. You can also call now, 877-989-2255. We're asking Congress take action here and the president to stop bullying Israel. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign this petition online.
The re-election of Benjamin Netanyahu as Israel's prime minister comes at a critical time in the Middle East. Israel is our most important ally, but the Obama administration is doing everything it can to undermine that relationship. The Obama administration repeatedly has attacked Israel for defending itself in a world where Israel and the Jewish people are targeted for elimination. The Obama administration was sharply critical of Netanyahu's recent address to Congress, an address that underscored the real dangers facing Israel by a nuclear Iran. And there are reports that the Obama administration worked actively in Israel in an attempt to defeat Netanyahu in the latest elections. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and send a message to the President and Congress. Stand with Israel and stop bullying our most vital ally. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. Today, kind of the headline is all of these different moves by the administration, whether it's their State Department spokesperson, whether it's Obama, White House officials, about, you know, looking again at reevaluating the moves they've made with Israel or for Israel at the United Nations, at the European Union, when it comes to the International Criminal Court. And so the list goes on and on. We're talking about a sanctions issue with the EU and possibly the U.S. stopping its efforts to prevent those sanctions against Israel. We're talking about a Palestinian state resolution at the United Nations. And so really, again, some are calling it reevaluating. Others are questioning whether the U.S. will still be Israel's shield at the U.N. What I'm calling it is really this is a reaction by the administration, but it's a direct response to the people of Israel's vote. They have a free and fair election process. No one's disputing that. The Obama administration didn't like the outcome. Everyone knew that would be the case if Prime Minister Netanyahu was reelected. At the same time, now it's these threats, and it's one after another, all coming out at the same time. I want to take your phone calls on it right now. I'm joined by Than Bennett and Skip Ass with the ACLJ. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to AJ in Colorado on line six. AJ, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Hey, AJ. We're good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job. I just want to say I think this is one of the most egregious things this guy has ever done. I mean, he is constantly doing the opposite of what he's supposed to be doing to protect the people of the United States, to be and to back our most sacred ally, pretty much. You know, and this is all just – I remember a statement that one of those jihadist guys made a few years ago about the Islamic flag will hang on the United States White House. Well, you know what? I believe that's coming to pass because, you know, this is all biblical stuff. You know, in the Bible it says those who bless Israel will be blessed and those who curse Israel will be cursed. I think President Obama has just cursed the United States.
Well, you know, here's the thing, AJ. I think this is the point we're at. And I want to go to Skip Ash here because, Skip, we're seeing the potential strategy from this administration. Now, the question will be, do they take these words, I call it threats, and put it into actual substantive action where they start reversing longstanding U.S. policy. And as we talked about with Than, putting the congressional pressure is very important. But now we'll have to monitor all of these different moves, whether it's at the United Nations, whether it's the U.S. role at, you know, working with the European Union as a combined entity of 28 states. And so we're going to have to now watch an international criminal court. All of this to see if it's threats with no action or if they're going to take substantive steps. Already, to me, Skip, this undermines Israel. It undermines Prime Minister Netanyahu, and it really undermines the people of Israel who participated in the election on Tuesday.
I agree with that. Not only is this a morally bankrupt position, it's also a politically irresponsible position, given the fact that Israel is the only democratic state in the Middle East. It's also what the president's doing right now with respect to Iran, for instance, is also unsettling our Arab allies in the Middle East, who will not sit still and allow the Iranians to get a nuclear bomb without having one for themselves. So what he's doing, he is starting an arms race in one of the most unstable regions of the world. So this is absolute nonsense. I mean, it's idiocy on the part of our government to be acting this way, and it shows how small our president is when what he didn't want to happen happens, how he reacts. And I think it's despicable on the part of the United States.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Right back to the phones we go. Let's go to David in Texas online, too. David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, I wanted to issue a challenge to all your listeners out there in not just in Texas, but all throughout the United States. I believe, as I said to the call screener, that President Obama's trying to single out not just the Israeli President Benjamin. How do you say his name?
Prime Minister Netanyahu. And I think it's not about that, David. I thank you for your phone call. And as I said, it's though they're trying to, and the State Department is trying to say the Prime Minister's Prime Minister Netanyahu's recent statements call into question his commitment to a two-state solution. Well, of course, I mean, he was direct, but see, they're trying to make it about Prime Minister Netanyahu, but that's not what this is about. It's about the nation of Israel. I mean, if you change longstanding policy, you're not just affecting a politician. You're affecting the whole nation, all of the people. Then there are people who are on different sides, cast different votes. And so to take such extreme actions puts into question, and even discussing these undermines Israel. The next step is, do they actually try to do something? Remember, we've got something different here. President Obama is not up for re-election again. These are the final couple of years. Is this when he takes kind of the idea and the notion that we know has been a strained relationship and takes these threats into some kind of action? And what can we do about it? We've got to be ready to fight here, to stand with Israel. We want you to call now. Add your name to our petition. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign the petition online. If you want to talk to us on air, we're taking your phone calls. Got another segment coming up as well. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. This is what Prime Minister Netanyahu had to say. He is still trying to offer the olive branch, try to work with President Obama, and talks about, and again, I think because he sees the bigger picture. It's about the U.S. and Israel, not two elected leaders, politicians that come and go, bite 10.
Why should President Obama trust you when you came to Congress to lobby against his negotiations with Iran?
I think there's an unbreakable bond between Israel and the United States. The president said that. I've said that.
And but I certainly, what about between you and Barack Obama?
Well, I think that is reflected in the relationship between the president of the United States and the prime minister of Israel. We can have differences, but we have so many things that unite us, and we have a situation in the Middle East that is very dangerous and presents a common challenge.
Folks, here's the question. Is there still an unbreakable bond between the government, the U.S. government, and the state of Israel, the nation of Israel? Now, this is the caveat to that. Congress stands with Israel, but we've got a president who can do a lot to undermine the relationship and undermine Israel, long-term damage, without some of it without consulting Congress, though most of this, Dan, Congress can take actions on if it revolves, if it involves any funding, any money that goes to that. There's existing legislation about the penalties that go to the Palestinian state, basically no U.S. funding to them if they were to try and join the International Criminal Court. So there are, again, ways that they could continue that kind of funding, but it would be extreme, and Congress could make it even more difficult now.
Yeah, and even on the ones where the president really has clear authority, like voting at the Security mm-hmm. Council, the Congress can still exert enormous political pressure, and that's really why we're calling on Democrats in the House and the Senate to stand up on this one. But I think your question is right on this one, Jordan, about is this just words or is there action? I mean, I think we have been seeing this administration creep closer to action. You know, for decades, when one of these resolutions would come up at the United Nations, the United States was immediate coming out and issuing a veto promise. Last fall, we saw a decided shift in that. Now, at the end of the day, they did go ahead and veto it, but it came at the last moment, and it gave that resolution a lot of momentum. Jordan, I really think that was the stepping stone to this administration preparing after the last election that the president was going to be in office for to then back all the way down. I think there is a real problem here. There's a real threat that this administration will not be in the right thing. They will take the wrong action next time, unless the Congress and unless the American people really force another action.
All right, folks, I'm going to try to grab another phone call very quickly here. Remember, we've got another segment coming up, 1-800-684-3110, to talk to us. Let's go to Richard calling from California on line 4. Hi, Richard.
Oh, hi. God bless you. I'm a preacher here in Altadena, California. Thank you for your work. And praise God that Netanyahu was reelected. My question is, how can President Obama countenance Netanyahu's capitulation with the people that are sworn to Israel's destruction? Netanyahu must say, stop sending missiles over into our country.
Well, you know, and here's the thing, and Pastor, thanks for your phone call. And we look at this situation, and we say, okay, at the time when you've got a new rise of radical Islam, a different, since post 9/11 world, a new effort. You know, they're taking land, they're making allegiances. Remember, we haven't even gotten into this yet. The terror attack in Tunisia, where 23 people were killed, the Islamic State is taking responsibility. So they're pushing out again. They're going into new territories, carrying out attacks, claiming land, recruiting new members from all around the world. And this is the time we're going to start undermining our closest ally in the Middle East, who's been on the front line on the war on terrorism for decades. Folks, it's time to take action. It's a bad policy. It's a dangerous policy. And the threats alone are undermining to our national security and Israel's national security. Call now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. We'll be right back.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The re-election of Benjamin Netanyahu as Israel's prime minister comes at a critical time in the Middle East. Israel is our most important ally, but the Obama administration is doing everything it can to undermine that relationship. The Obama administration repeatedly has attacked Israel for defending itself in a world where Israel and the Jewish people are targeted for elimination. The Obama administration was sharply critical of Netanyahu's recent address to Congress, an address that underscored the real dangers facing Israel by a nuclear Iran.
And there are reports that the Obama administration worked actively in Israel in an attempt to defeat Netanyahu in the latest elections. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and send a message to the President and Congress. Stand with Israel and stop bullying our most vital ally. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Secchio Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. My dad will be on Fox News later this afternoon talking to Shannon Bream, who's in for Gretchen Carlson, about this administration response about Israel and the elections in Israel, the threats, that's what I'm calling them. You could say it's a reevaluation. That's how the administration is couching the language. But I think the last caller brought up the idea that, you know, we're in a extremely volatile time. Prime Minister Netanyahu talked about it as well. I mean, it's a dangerous time in the Middle East and really around the world for those who care about freedom and liberty and human rights and democracy. You're seeing the rise of the Islamic State, but also the spreading out, that it's getting out of just Iraq and Syria. It's going into Libya. We're seeing the allegiance with Boko Haram. We're seeing now the terror attack in Tunisia, killed 23 at the museum there, and Islamic State is claiming responsibility for that and praising that attack. And let me go to Skip Asher, senior counsel with the ACLJ, because, Skip, this is not a time of peace around the world where things are pretty quiet on the militant front, especially in the Middle East. And it seems to me that even if the administration, which I think everyone's pretty clear on, doesn't love the Netanyahu government in Israel, that they would realize that this is not the right time to be undermining our one key relationship that has been working and continues to work at a time when Israel's actually had better relations with some of the other Middle Eastern countries, at least behind the scenes, who are also dealing with the threat from the Islamic State.
Absolutely. The situation we find ourselves in right now is an emergent Islam, not only in the Shiite side of Iranians, but also in the Sunni side with ISIS or the Islamic State. And they're all expanding right now. The only one in the Middle East standing against them right now is the State of Israel and some of the very conservative Sunni Arab states. So they're against this. We are reducing the size of our Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines to World War II, pre-World War II levels. We are, the President of the United States and this administration is reducing our armed forces just as the threat is increasing. He is looking. He and his Secretary of State are over trying so hard to get a piece of paper. I can just see them coming back like Neville Chamberlain to England, holding a piece of paper and saying, we have peace in our time, and exactly at the wrong time in doing that. And what they're doing is trying appeasement. Appeasement never works. The Muslim world understands strength. We need to exhibit strength, and strength comes from unity. The United States and Israel, there should be no way of separating the two of us. We would stand strong together, and we would be able to thwart what's happening in the Middle East. By separating us and going apart, we are weakening the entire fabric in the Middle East that's standing up for stability and for what's right and for what's right for Israel and for ourselves.
Folks, what we're seeing is I go right to the Foreign Policy Magazine article today. This kind of started things off this morning. And it's I share this on Twitter, so you can go to twitter.com/JordanSecchio. The underlying, under the text, from Tel Aviv to Turtle Bay, Turtle Bay is where the United Nations is in New York City. The White House hoped a new Israeli prime minister would resume peace talks with the Palestinians. With Netanyahu holding on, the administration, that's the Obama administration, is weighing a turn at the UN to help force a deal. Than, if the U.S. stands out of the way, it doesn't issue the veto threat. Just by standing out of the way, you could see the UN taking an action pretty quickly, actually, to set up a Palestinian state.
Yeah, if the United States gets out of the way, Jordan, this is done. I mean, this is going to happen. You look back at the vote last fall. For the first time, the United States did not come out forcefully with a veto threat. They got 8 of the 9 votes that they needed, and the United States was one of only 2, along with Australia, who is no longer on the council. So they only needed one more vote. But, Jordan, there were another 5 countries that abstained. If the United States signaled that they were no longer going to veto, they would easily get the 9 votes that they needed to pass. And by the way, The other four countries that already have a veto threat, none of them issued it last time around. The United States is the only thing standing in the way between this type of resolution, as radical it is, passing the Security Council.
All right, folks, we're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Mark in California on line three. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Mark, you're on the air.
Yeah. Listen, I'm hearing you guys, and I can't believe what I'm hearing. You guys are spitting out a whole lot of propaganda.
What's the propaganda?
Your comments on that Egypt, the Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood was kicked out, and now they have a good government.
They were. I mean, by street protests. I mean, the government fell apart. The infrastructure wasn't adequate. They were opening up ties to those with terror, which was putting the government in question. So there was a revolution there, another revolution there again. But things are not perfect in Egypt, and I've said that, Mark, repeatedly. Things are not perfect with the al-Sisi government. I've said that repeatedly, said it today on the show, said it yesterday on the show. But it's just it's reporting facts. The truth is the Muslim Brotherhood was there. Now they're gone, and we have to move on. And they were trying to open up Egypt to these new allegiances and new working relationships with the Hamas government in the Gaza Strip and with the Iranian government, even with the Ahmadinejad government before Rouhani in Iran. So that's just fact.
That's not a fact. Listen, it was a coup that was orchestrated by Saudi Arabia because they did not want another third religion, which is Shia, to dominate Egypt.
But there's no, first of all, just because the Muslim Brotherhood was opening up to a relationship with Iran, guess what? Not Shia, Mark. You know that, right? They are not Shia. That's a Sunni organization. They're tied to Hamas. That's why for decades and decades there was no conversation even between those militant groups and the groups linked to the Shia side, the Sunni and Shia side. There was a divide. They were just starting to even have the conversation. But they still acknowledges the divide there. So there's no Shia government coming to power in Egypt.
Listen, let me get my point across. You're over talking.
It's hard to make points when you're wrong, Mark. You got to know what you're talking about to make a point, especially you're trying to say everything we're saying is wrong. You think Shias are coming to power in Egypt. Just inaccurate. So maybe you should read some actual news instead of propaganda, Mark. I think that would help you out a lot. I'm not going to let you talk anymore because you're spewing out misinformation. I don't want to confuse people any more than they already may have been by you. Let's go back to the phones. Melvin in California on line one. Melvin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, Jordan. I just want to say that I'm happy that Benjamin Netanyahu won again, but it's really unfortunate to see the blatant hatred and anti-Semitism that's being exhibited by our president. I hope the American people do not tolerate this. I hope they call, sign a petition, and also call the representatives in Congress.
Thank you, Mark. And let me say what we have a new piece on this actually at ACLJ.org about what Jewish students are facing on campus here in the United States. The growing anti-Semitism, the rash of vandalism of Jewish fraternities and other centers of Jewish student activity. That's up at ACLJ.org. And it's about, of course, this narrative, this discussion we're having. And let me tell you something, this kind of language from the White House, from the Obama administration officials, from the State Department, this is what gets the anti-Israel, the anti-Jewish crowd going. This feeds right into their propaganda. That's why we've got to stand with Israel now and get the truth out. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign this petition online. But I encourage you, we got to take action. There's issues here. There's issues involving our national security. There's issues involving the security of the people of Israel. And politics and this revenge politics and this threats by the administration are just not acceptable. Call now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign this petition telling President Obama to stop bullying Israel online at aclj.org.
There are reports that the Obama administration worked actively in Israel in an attempt to defeat Netanyahu in the latest elections. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and send a message to the President and Congress. Stand with Israel and stop bullying our most vital ally. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.